Missouri Real Estate Headlines, new Missouri Property Records search tool, consolidates owner, deed, and permit data. A centralized online platform now lets users check Missouri property records, find owner information, search permits and purchase history, and look up deed, tax, loan, and lien records. Real estate professionals in MO can streamline due diligence and property research by accessing multiple record types through a single search interface, rather than navigating fragmented county systems. Bookmark hplasmissouri.propertychecker.com/ for faster property record lookups on your next transaction. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. MO Realtor commissions average 5.94% above national benchmark. A February 2026 survey of local real estate agents found Missouri's average commission rate is 5.94%, exceeding the national average of 5.70%. Missouri agents should understand how local commission structures compare to national trends when positioning their services in a competitive market. Review the full survey data at the source link to benchmark your own commission strategy. Missouri Real Estate Headlines, Commission Structures in MO. What agents need to know. A detailed guide explores Missouri's real estate commission rates, commission structures, national comparisons, and strategies for saving. Understanding commission benchmarks and competitive positioning helps MO agents serve clients effectively while building sustainable practices. Review the full commission guide to sharpen your pricing strategy and client conversations. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Missouri Real Estate Commission. Essential info for MO professionals. This resource provides information about the Missouri Real Estate Commission. Understanding the commission's role helps MO real estate professionals maintain compliance and serve clients effectively. Review the details at the source URL to stay informed on commission requirements. Missouri Real Estate Headlines. Jackson County's 16th Circuit Court adds property address search tool for MO real estate. The 16th Circuit Court of Jackson County, Missouri, now offers a search by property address function on its website. This tool lets MO real estate professionals quickly locate court records tied to specific properties, streamlining due diligence on transactions in Jackson County. Bookmark hds.www.16thcircuit.search/property-address for faster title and lien research in Jackson County. Background and context, when and how to appeal a property tax assessment. Most MO jurisdictions allow appeals in a narrow annual window after assessments mail. The strongest appeals lead with three comparables from within 6 months and a half-mile radius and explicitly address why the subject differs from the assessor's comp set, typically condition, location, or improvements that were overcounted. Successful appeals reduce the assessed value for the appeal year and often reset the baseline for future years. Even a 10% reduction compounds over a decade of ownership. Mark your assessment mailing date in your calendar and start gathering comps 60 days before. Background and context. The four title defects that surface after closing. Even after a clean title commitment, four issues commonly surface post-close. Undisclosed easements, often utility, boundary discrepancies between deed and survey, unreleased mortgages from prior owners, and mechanics liens filed within the look-back window. Owner's title insurance covers most of these. Lender's policy alone does not. The cost difference between owner's and lender's title insurance is one-time and small. The cost of resolving a title defect without owner's coverage is often five figures. If you are closing a residential purchase, confirm the owner's policy is on the closing statement, not just the lender's. Background and context. Variance, special use permit, or full rezone, knowing which to ask for. A variance asks the board to bend the rule for your specific lot due to hardship. It is the narrowest and fastest path. A special use permit, sometimes called conditional use, accepts the underlying zoning but adds conditions for a specific use. A full rezone changes the district itself and requires the broadest political process. Filing the wrong instrument is the most common cause of months-long delays. The right instrument can shorten an entitlement's timeline by 60 to 90 days versus the wrong one. Before filing, ask the planner which instrument they would prefer to see. They almost always tell you.